Jesus calls his church to continue the mission and the ministry that he began while living physically here on earth. I left my notes there. We will do that one next Sunday. And I can just feel the whew, in the room. I want to encourage you, however, Wayne, how old are you?
77.
77. Love your story. God said to Moses something very fascinating when Moses was making all kinds of excuses about why he couldn't do what God was calling him to do. He said this, "What's in your hand?" And Moses had a shepherd's staff, a rod. And Jesus said, "Throw it down." And that rod became a serpent. Then he said, "Pick it up again." And he grabbed it by the tail, turned back into a rod. And then God did something, and through that piece of stick, what he used as a shepherd his whole life, he took that and split seas, brought water from rocks, defeated enemies by just using what he had in his hand. Let me ask you this morning, what's in your hand? I love technology. I can use that, Wayne, God says. What's in your hand? Well, I teach. I can use that, God says. I'm a business person. I can use that. Friends, can I ask you something? And I don't mean to be so blunt about this, but if all there was to the Christian life was the moment you trust in Jesus and enter into the family of God so that you can go to heaven one day when you die, why doesn't God just zap you or, you know, beam you up right there? Why are you sucking air? Because you are here for a purpose. The false preaching of the gospel was that all you do is confess your sins so you can get your backside into heaven when you die. But the gospel is so much more. The gospel is entering into the very life of Christ, living in his kingdom and extending his kingdom. That's why you and I continue to breathe and live in this world. Heaven is the bonus. And when you trust Christ, he gives you spiritual gifts and he's given you passions and you've already got natural talents. And God wants to take all of that and he wants to use it for his glory to further his kingdom on this earth, to build his church, strengthen his church, fight back the tides of darkness, establish his kingdom so that love and justice and truth penetrates this world. So that injustice gets rolled back. so that compassion and help and the good news of Christ, that they can be a part of the kingdom too. All gets leveraged and moved. That's why we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, church, some of you are not clerical staff. Some of you are not teachers. Some of you are not executives. Some of you are not salespeople. Some of you are not tradespeople. Some of you are not students. You are intentional followers of Jesus Christ, his disciples, cleverly disguised as a clerical worker, a teacher, a business person, a tradesperson, a salesman, a saleswoman, a student. And your calling is connected to the very purposes of God as to why you're on this earth, to help bring his kingdom. Do you think about that? Ever? That's why you're sucking air. And church, could you imagine, we're going to talk about this a little bit next week. Could you imagine Jesus Christ physically coming? The body of Jesus Christ, his physical body, was the vehicle through which Jesus carried out the will and the work and the mission that God gave him. Can you imagine Jesus sitting on the hillside doing nothing? Could you imagine his disciples or people coming up to him, Jesus, we should go do this. There's people that need the truth. Jesus, there's people that need healing. Jesus, there's injustice taking place. We got to stop that stuff. And Jesus goes, nah. Actually, I want to just keep building furniture here, like my father taught me. That's ludicrous to think about. But when you became a follower of Jesus, when you received the good news and the truth and the very presence of Christ in you to forgive your sin, to begin to change you and lead you on a whole different path in life, that's becoming a follower of Christ or a Christian. You actually received the very life of Jesus in you, and you have now become his body on earth. And every time believers, the body, sits back and goes, nah. Oh, someone will take care of that. That'll do it. It's just like Jesus saying, nah, I think Nicodemus or someone will do that. I'm not going to do it. It's unfathomable. Unfathomable that the body of Christ would not engage in the very mission. We receive his life. We become his body, just like when he was incarnated on this earth. Friends, what's in your hand? What talents, what gifts, through which you can bring the good news and love and truth of Christ to others? I'm so thankful for people. People like Fabian and Loge. That whole team said, you know what? There's a lot of stuff we could be doing one Saturday night a month. I'm so thankful for the scores of you who say, you know what? I know we're tired of making meals and I know it costs money, but yet I want to help fulfill the mission of Jesus to feed the hungry, care for the poor. I'm so thankful that there are people who say, you know what, I got my own kids and stuff, but I believe I want to help out these junior highs or these other children to come to know and learn about Jesus Christ too. I'm so thankful for business people who say, yeah, you know what? I could buy yet another car, fourth, fifth car. I could do more and more, but you know what? I'm going to leverage these resources for the furthering of the kingdom of God, the strengthening of His church. I'm so thankful. For people who give their Thursday nights away to sit around round tables facilitating Alpha so that people can wrestle and get to know and answer questions about who God is. I'm so thankful for people who see their work as vocation and mission, that they are just out there during the week, not as something unplugged from the whole God thing, but rather plugged in, being His person in that workplace, doing work with excellence that honors God and inspires their colleagues, and when appropriate, to respond to questions about why they do what they do, being salt and light in the workplace. I'm so thankful for people like that. And I'm so thankful for people who will leave their comforts of North America and go overseas long term. People like Kim and Lisa and Doug and Denise. I could just dream of people. You see, the end of our discipleship, the reason why we do this, grow to become like Jesus Christ in our character, our thinking, our attitudes, so that we might live as Jesus lived, love as Jesus loved, and serve as Jesus served. As we learned at Assembly this year, when we grow deeper into Jesus, it results in going further into mission. It's not about just having this great experience where, wow, I just feel so connected with God. If that's the end of it, you have so missed the mark. The very nature and essence of the church is one that lives for the benefit of its non-members. We are on mission. The question is, will we do it effectively or will we not? That's the question we need to answer. Summit Community, we'll learn the biblical underpinnings of all of this next week. And if you happen to be away for July 1st, you can catch it online. But make no mistake, our entire renewal that God is doing in our church, what He is stirring in our hearts, and the focus of our discipleship is that we go further in mission. Deeper in Jesus, further in mission. Oh God, may You please do that work in my heart. Because I need deepening in Jesus. I need You to grow me stronger as a disciple so that I might reach further in mission in my neighborhood, through the ministries of the church, through our missional engagements around the world. I ask You to do that in me, O Lord. And please do that in every one of us in this room. Forgive us for our lethargy. Forgive us, Lord, of making the world all only about us. Forgive us for making excuses. We commit ourselves, Lord, to be awakened and to be engaged in the process of discipleship for the purpose of influencing our world. Through us, please bring your transforming presence to those around us. And we thank you for people like Wayne this morning. I pray that he would inspire many that are over 55. There's never too late. And that even if there's physical barriers to be not enable us to do what we physically want to do, oh Lord, may we leverage prayer energy and encouragement and just get behind what you are doing. So, I pray, Lord, you would release all of us with a sense of purpose and anoint us with your power that we might fulfill your ministry and your mission on this earth. I ask that you would bless our celebration up there at the property immediately following this service, as we hear testimonies of young people and older people who are entering the waters of baptism to celebrate their stepping in to the process of discipleship and using their lives to celebrate the goodness of God and to use them, Lord, to reach them. For the food, it's so good to eat together as a family. And for the fellowship that'll take place as we talk with one another. Lord, would you please bless all that is going to be done and said up there. Help us to enjoy one another and not worry about a few raindrops. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So church, would you stand? I want to bless you and release you in Christ's name, that God would use you. We're going to look next week at sort of a great thought that Charles Price wrote in a book that we just received this past few months ago. And sometimes we think, well, God will use others, not me. And I just think, oh, no, 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 no. God wants to use you, your unique you. You reach places I'll never get to. You have personalities that others connect with more than me. You have gifts and talents and spiritual gifts I don't have. And God wants to use you. What a grand purpose that is. So, church, may the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God fill you anew and afresh, that you might be His hands and His feet and His voices and His resource and His love in Richmond Hill, Stouffville, Aurora, Newmarket, Thornhill, York Region, across this country and around the world. To that end, may He bless you with His presence and power as you go now to your mission field. I pray that in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's go serve Him in mission. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.